Welcome to Spiritually Connected Today, Spiritual Insight Podcast, where we share God's revealed word to bring healing, hope, and transformation with host Althea Lovell.
Welcome back, guys, to this week podcast. Before we get into this week episode, I'd like to do a recap of last week episode, where we look at the four types of hearts, which were a doubtful heart, a superficial heart, a lustful heart, and a pure heart. It challenged me to examine myself daily because I understand the importance of having a pure heart before God and dealing with people. So on mornings, when I get up, I will confess Psalms 139:23-24. This day, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. As well as Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Hopefully, last week's episode was able to help you as well. This week, we'll be looking at two keys to achieving success. And those keys are determination and perseverance. I would like first to make mention of a young man who exemplified what our topic for this week is about. West Indian cricketer Shamar Joseph, who led his team to victory over the last weekend. Even though this young man had a broken toe, he was determined to lead his team to victory. So he persisted and was successful, making history on that day, bringing much joy to many West Indian fans, myself included. I really wish him a lot of success in his cricketing career. You see, if you have a dream to achieve, you must have determination and perseverance, because life will throw you some obstacles that will make you want to give up. I know sometimes people see perseverance and determination as similar. So I will explain the difference between determination and perseverance. Perseverance is the ability to persist in your efforts despite obstacles and setbacks. It helps you to consistently work towards your goals, even when it feels like something is working against you. It's where you refuse to give up and give in. Determination, on the other hand, is the firmness of purpose that drives you towards your goal. It creates the mindset that you must achieve what you want to. Together, perseverance and determination forms a powerful combination that can help you achieve your goals and dreams. Our text for today is taken from 2 Kings chapter 2. You're looking at Elijah and Elisha. God told Elijah to go and anoint Elisha to succeed him. So Elijah went to Elijah. He placed a cloak on him and asked him to follow him, in which Elijah did. And that was taken from 1 Kings 19:16-21. Now we are in 2 Kings 2, where the Lord is about to take Elijah up in the whirlwind. So the first place that they went to was Bethel. And Elijah said to Elijah, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elijah said, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elijah and asked, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," Elisha replied. "So be quiet." Now, Bethel means a house of God. The second place that their territory was Jericho. Then Elisha said to him, "Stay here, Elisha. The Lord has sent me to Jericho." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went to Jericho. The company of the prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," he replied. "So be quiet." So Jericho represents a place of fragrance, right? And the third place that their journey to was Jordan. Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Jordan." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them were on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stood at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. Now, Jordan in Hebrew means to flow down or to descend. So, you see here, Elijah went over to Jordan on dry ground. So when they crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you?" Elisha said, "Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit." "You have asked a difficult thing," Elisha said. "Yet, if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not." On these three occasions, Elijah asked Elisha to stop, but Elisha was determined to go over with his master Elijah. Even when the other company of prophets told him that they were going to take Elijah away from him, he just said to them, "You know, just be quiet." Elijah was focused on where his master was taking him spiritually, even though the prophets did not understand because they were looking at it from a natural perspective. But Elisha, he was focused, determined, and he persevered with Elijah, keeping his eyes focused on where he was going, not only physically, but where he was going spiritually. Because he was determined and because he was persistent, Elijah said, "Look, what can I do for you?" He said, "I want a portion of your anointing." Elijah gave him a condition. He said, "If you see me when I'm taken from here, it will be yours." As they were walking along, talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elijah saw this and cried out, "My father, my father, the chariots and the horsemen of Israel." And Elijah saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. In biblical times, when some person tore their garment in two, it was a way of expressing grief and distress. Elijah then took the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and struck the water with it. "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" he asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over. The company of the prophet from Jericho who were watching said, "The spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha." And they went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. Now, you see here, Elisha was able to step into his prophetic office. And he knew that Elijah had something that he wanted. And Elisha tarried with him, right? But there's something significant that I want to share. And it is about the prophets. Now, the prophets were saying to Elijah from Bethel straight along to Jordan that, "Do you know the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" So they knew, as prophets, they knew what was about to happen. But you know what was significant here? These same prophets, when Elijah came back over from Jordan. They said to him, "Sir, we have 50 of our strongest men. We'll go and search the wilderness for your master. Perhaps the Spirit of the Lord has left him or on some mountain or in some valley." But, you know, Elijah turned to them and said, "Don't send them." But they kept urging him and urging him. He said, "All right then." So they went and they searched 3 days, but they did not find Elijah. And Elijah stood at Jericho when they returned. And he said, "Didn't they ask you not to go?" Because you can see plainly here, they're a prophet, so they're new. But yet still, they're telling Elijah, "Let me go and search and see if God taken someplace else." But Elijah knew, because Elijah saw with his eyes that God had taken him up in the whirlwind. So he knew. It just goes to show that we as believers, we need to listen, have our ears open, have our eyes open as well. Be listening and seeing spiritually things that God are showing us, because there will always be people around us to come and tell us differently. But we must listen to what God is saying to us and doing what he have called us to do. In conclusion, I would like to recap the key points from this episode. Elijah, through his determination and his perseverance, that he was able to come into his prophetic office after Elijah had been caught up in the whirlwind. He was his successor. Now, Elijah knew that Elijah had something he wanted, and he was not going to miss out. So he was committed, he was focused on his purpose, and he got a double portion of what Elijah had. This story of Elijah shows us, if we want all that God has for us, we must keep our eyes on spiritual things and not on natural things. We must walk with Holy Spirit, because it is he that gives us our anointing grace. He also gives us guidance and leads us into all truth. We must not let anyone prohibit us from what God has called us to do. We must be focused on to our calling. We must not listen to people who are speaking words that goes against our destiny, or those who are trying to discourage us from our purpose, even though they might be well intentioned. And lastly, once you have determination and perseverance, you will be successful in what God has called you to do. Be blessed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I praise and exalt your holy name. I ask that you help each person listening today. Give unto them wisdom, determination, and perseverance to push ahead in what you have called them to do. May they not give up or give in to any negative voices around them, but may they remember what you have called them to do. May they allow Holy Spirit to be their guide. May they rely totally on you. So Lord, I thank you today, and I praise you for the work that you're going to do in their lives. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast to hear our latest episodes. Also, grab our free ebook, Breakthrough Praise, when you sign up for our weekly newsletter at www.spirituallyconnected.today. In the comments, you can share your experiences and insight with us. Until next time, bye.